Bradenton, Florida was known as a sleepy town, home to Peter and Linda Buckwalter, a retired couple who had moved here in their 60s from New York.
You know, good neighbors.
Neighbors didn't recall seeing many visitors. That made the headline in the local paper all the more shocking.
But what they found inside was much more than they ever expected.
How could the two elderly residents have been running what authorities called the largest internet drug ring in the southern U.S.? She had the world at her fingertips, an icon, an Olympian, and then it came crashing down.
I'm embarrassed.
Tonight, we explore Tonya Harding's rise to fame and her sudden descent into infamy. 16 beautiful Pacific lobster tails, and now they were all over the kitchen floor.
Don't know what you're cooking, what dish you're making with 10 minutes left.
Ben had been so confident in his dish, but this stumble threatened to send him home before the competition even started.
He's a narcissist in full denial.
The records were startling. Here, outlined in precise detail, were calculations for a working atomic bomb, carrying a yield 10 to 20 times greater than the weapons detonated over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But it wasn't the destructive power of a nuclear bomb that left the team speechless. It was the notation in the upper left corner of each sheet of old brown paper. Berlin, December 1941, with a faded Nazi stamp underneath. 8 hours later, and Jessica's buzz still hadn't worn off. Of course, that might have something to do with the constant sipping from the flask of tequila in her purse. Now, at 8:30 in the morning on a Tuesday, this party princess had finally overstayed her welcome. And the look on the faces of Bernie and Guido, the club bouncers, made that quite clear.
I think you need to leave.
So off she went into the cold morning air. She was halfway down Main Street before it dawned on her that her top was still back at the bar.